Secret Family Recipes. Do you have a secret family recipe? My mom passed one down for what we called the family chip dip. It wasn't a taste for everyone, but it was treasured by the members of our family and not shared easily. The secret family recipe I created was in the form of a silly song. I made it up for my boys when they were young to encourage hugs and kisses before we went our separate ways each day. If you are not in our family unit, you have probably never heard it. I recently began teaching the song to my grandkids. It encourages us to be a little silly while showing more affectionate love than just a quick kiss on the cheek, followed by the traditional well wishes for the day. Our family song ends with power-packed hugs. Special recipes or traditions are things that help keep us tethered to a particular group of people we usually call family. It's okay that others don't understand. We enjoy being a little different. Do we do the same thing with our larger family, the family of God? Do we want to keep the secret of the blood to ourselves and not share Jesus with those currently outside our family unit? Do we assume others will never fully appreciate the richness of our family traditions? Perhaps they might think we are foolish, or we might leave a bad taste in their mouths. Or maybe we like to keep our family small and intimate. That's not Father's plan. He wants all humanity to be delivered and come to full knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2:4. Our secret is the blood of Christ. But unlike my mom with her dip recipe and myself with the silly little song, Father wants us to share with all. He wants the recipe available so everyone may taste and see that Adonai, the Lord, is good. Psalm 34, 9 in the CJB, or 8 in most others. Share the secret of the blood with those outside the family, then open the door and invite them to join.